In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Thinking of buying a home? RealtyTrack has a new survey about which markets are getting really pricey and which ones are more affordable.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The housing market has been on the mend for several years now, and home prices have been going up in many parts of the country. And that is creating some issues when it comes to affordability. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us via Skype is Darren Blomquist. He's a senior vice president at RealtyTrack. He has been looking into the affordability issue, and RealtyTrack has some new findings. So, Darren, what was the chief finding of this new survey you have?
Well, the headline here is that 18% of housing markets across the country, and we looked at over 400 counties' housing markets, are unaffordable by their own historic standards when you look at the home prices in those counties relative to the average wages in those counties and the percentage of those wages it takes to buy a medium-priced home. So nearly one in five counties, markets across the country are really unaffordable now based on their own historic standards of affordability. And so they've become, in a sense, a victim of their own success because of this rapidly recovering housing market that we've seen over the last 4 years.
So get out your map now, get out the pointer and point to the various cities on the map that are becoming troublesome when it comes to affordability.
Well, some of the ones that aren't surprising, where we just have traditionally been pretty unaffordable, but are now definitely unaffordable, even by their own historic standards. Top of the list is Brooklyn, New York. The historic affordability there has always been bad, but even compared to its own historic standard, it's now unaffordable. If you're making the average wages in Brooklyn, you would have to spend over 100% of your income to buy a medium-priced home. So it's basically impossible for an average wage earner to buy a home there. The same it can be true of Marin County, California, which is in the San Francisco metro area, where we're seeing over 100% of your income to buy a home. Santa Cruz County, California, which is in Santa Cruz, close by to San Francisco area, are some at the top of the list. And that maybe aren't surprising. You kind of hear those names. Some of the other markets that are more in middle America that traditionally have been fairly affordable but now are crossing that affordability threshold are places like Denver County, in Colorado. It's now 20% below its historic affordability standard in terms of how much income folks have had to spend to buy a home there. Austin, Texas is another one that's crossed that affordability threshold. Nashville, Dallas County. And so we see this is not just those high-priced coastal markets. It's some of the middle America markets as well that are crossing these affordability thresholds.
And what are some of the markets that are A-OK when it comes to affordability?
Yeah, some of the best markets for affordability in the country are some markets in Atlanta. Clayton County, specifically in Atlanta, has a very strong affordability index. And if you're making the average wages there, you're actually only spending 10% of your income to buy a medium-priced home there. Baltimore City, Maryland, you're spending about 12% of your income, and it's very affordable by its historic standards. Davenport, Iowa, again, 12% of your income. Also, if you look at some of the bigger markets, Philadelphia County is very affordable, spending about 15% of your income there to buy a medium-priced home. Cleveland as well, if you want to go to the new home of the NBA champions, 16% of your income to buy a medium-priced home there. And then Milwaukee, Cincinnati, St. Louis are a few of the others that are on that list. Pittsburgh as well, I'll throw in there.
And with this new finding about 18% of U.S. housing markets becoming less affordable, is there a silver lining in any of the findings?
There is. What we've been seeing over the last 4 years is a pattern of home price housing recovery is out ahead of the economic recovery. And we see that in home prices consistently outpacing wage growth. Basically, over the last 16 straight quarters, in the majority of counties that we analyzed, home prices have been outpacing wages. That turned a corner in the second quarter of 2016. Home price growth actually was outpaced by wage growth. So wage growth outpaced home price growth in the majority of counties, 55% of the 417 counties that we looked at. And so that actually is a very positive swing in my mind. It's in part due to home price appreciation starting to cool off in some of these markets, but at the same time, wage growth accelerating in the majority of markets. And that is a sign that finally, maybe the economy is starting to play catch up with the housing market.
He's Darren Blomquist at Realty Track. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Darren Blomquist, just one of many experts who appears on Your Money Matters from time to time to talk about money, pocketbook issues, and things like buying a home. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Werdock.
Listen to us while you work. Type in wsj.com/podcasts and enjoy all our shows.